begin. So my topic today is Jesus came to set us free. So you can see how close that song about breaking away our bondage, breaking away our chains, how appropriate it is.
今天我想跟大家分享的题目就是基督拿掉我们的枷锁，也像诗歌中所唱的那样，看基督如何拿到我们的枷锁，然后让我们得以自由。
All right. Now, during this Christmas time, there are a lot of families who start decorating our houses with Christmas lights. We're the same as well, but this is not our house. It's actually our neighbors.
现在圣诞节的这个季节啊，所以家家户户都开始装上彩灯来装扮自己的家。那么大家现在看这个图呢，并不是我家，而是我的邻居的家。
Now you may go all out, something like this, right, to celebrate the Christmas. Now, this would be quite a scene for sure, and I'm sure this take a lot of work. But this is some people may opt to do that.
Yeah, 大家看到这幅图呢，就是已经是装扮的，已经是绚丽辉煌了，已经是完全是把所有的尽其所能，把这个房子已经装扮起来。但也不是所有的家庭都这样。
Yes, but even though if you know this house is yours, do you know whether you can do whatever you want to your house?
其实你知道这个家，假如说是你的话，那你可以想怎么样就怎么样吗？
In fact, there are laws govern, you know, how these, how your Christmas lights should put up. So, for example, in San Diego, it is illegal to put Christmas lights after February 2nd.
那么其实往往不为大家所知的哈，那么如何去用圣诞的这个彩灯来装扮自己的家，这个是有法律规定的。比如说在圣地亚哥，那么在二月二号之后来去装扮圣诞的彩灯是违法的。
对。In Guilford, Connecticut, you cannot even put different color Christmas lights. You can only put white Christmas lights. So it's pretty unusual rule.
Yeah, in Connecticut, 呢，甚至是大家不能用彩灯，而是只能用就是正常的白光灯来装饰自己的房屋。这个是其实是挺奇怪的哈。
What about decorating your car?Okay, so some people may like to have green, blue, or pink headlights, you know, for the car. But you know, there's a law in Indiana, starting in 2018, means you can only have headlights that only have white or amber color. Otherwise, you pay $150.
那么即使自己的车也是一样的，不能是随心所欲的啊。很多人呢喜欢把自己的车的前灯。改装成这种蓝色、绿色或者粉色的灯，哎，那么其实呢，在印第安纳州
，2018
年，在2018年的时候呢，出台了一项法律啊，就是说车的前灯一定是要白色或者是琥珀色的。
So now you may ask, like, this is my house, this is my car, so whatever I actually want to decorate, why is that going to have so much rules? So even If I do this, and then if I have a restriction like this, I may even get fined. So this must be pretty frustrating.
哎，那么上诉的法律呢是罚款要罚$125的。哎，那么很多人都在问呢，是我的房子、我的车，为什么我不能随心所欲来装饰它们呢？甚至我会要流落到一个被罚款的地步呢
？So even though this sounds interesting, this is not the freedom that I'm actually referring to.So basically, you know, whatever you actually want to do with your car and your house doesn't mean the freedom, or the rules and the regulations doesn't mean also the governance, or doesn't mean the shackle or the burden that you may have.
哎，那么这里面这种情况呢，其实跟我们大家想的不一样的，并不是说这个是自由或者不自由的这么一个话题啊，就是说我们能随心所欲的装扮自己车，并不代表这是一种自由。那么，哎，关于这个车的装扮或者房子装扮的这些法律呢，也并非限制自由的这种枷锁。
Today we will look at a scripture in Galatians to understand a deeper view of freedom and the shackle that we mentioned.
今天我们来看加拉太书五章，哎，那么来去获得一个更深的关于自由和枷锁的这么一个理解。
Yeah, let's read the Bible verse together, and we'll explore what Apostle Paul wanted to share with us.
Okay. 那我们来看一下加拉太书五章一节，那么使徒保罗为我们分享了些什么。
Okay. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So freedom, what is freedom? Now in US particularly, freedom is one of the most highly regarded attribute of virtue that one needs to fight for. But if you ask random people on the street, the definition of freedom can be quite different.
那么主耶稣把我们变成了自由的人，那么这个自由究竟是什么呢？那么在美国来说，自由是一个最崇高的一个价值标准的体现。那么你们普通人关于自由是什么，这个每个人定义不太一样的。
这不一样啊。
对，
不同。
不一样，不同，对。
So, today I'd like to bring a couple of concepts about freedom, two different definitions, which Apostle Paul has brought inside the passage in the scripture.
那么今天在经文当中，使徒保罗为我们分享了关于自由的两个定义，我们来逐个看一下。
So, hopefully you can see the slide, but one type is called the negative freedom, which talks about the freedom from external interference or coercion, such as an oppressive society like social injustice and inequality.
那么像大家看到在左侧的定义，那么首先第一个定义是负面的自由，是指不受外来干涉或威胁逼迫的自由，如社会不公、不平等现象。
Another freedom is on the other side, is positive freedom, which means the freedom to pursue one's goals and interests.
那么另外一方面呢，就是正面的自由，是指追求自己的目标和兴趣的自由。
In our passage today in Galatians chapter 5, Paul have actually talked about both of these two types of freedom and summarized just in the very first verse of the passage. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So,
在加拉太书今天所学的经文当中使徒保罗对这两种定义都做了相应的论述，而且呢在有一个章节当中对二者进行了总结。
All right, let's explore the first type of freedom called the negative freedom first.
那么首先让我们来看第一个定义，就是负面的自由定义。
So, I'm going to read this passage from verse 1 to 3. It is for freedomThat Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law.
加拉太书五章一到三节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
Well, let me give you some context about the circumcision, and also with Paul's relationship about that. So Paul has a complex perspective on circumcision.
那么下面向大家解释一下这个割礼当时的这个法律历史环境啊。那么使徒保罗呢对于割礼的这个事情呢是有非常复杂的看法。
复杂。So in Acts 15, it talks about Pharisees insisted that the law of Moses, that everyone on the eighth day needs to be circumcised.
在使徒行传五章的时候呢，有提到过法利赛人，根据摩西的律法，将所有生到第八天的男的婴孩都要行行割礼的事情。
So there were much debate about it, and so Paul and Barnabas were urged and asked to go to Jerusalem and seek the elders' counsel.
这个事情引起了很大的争议啊，所以保罗呢就是需要到耶路撒冷去向最高的这个议会
，council，
来去寻求意见，寻求他们的意见。
Mm-hmm. However, when Paul and Barnabas journeying to Jerusalem, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria and converted many people and spread joy.
当保罗和巴拿巴上到耶路撒冷途中，经过
Phoenicia
和
Samaria
和撒玛利亚，然后有很多人就是归信了耶稣。
对。When they reached Jerusalem and talked to Peter, James, and other elders, much was debated on the issue of circumcision. At the end, they came to a decree that the circumcision is not a necessary practice to be saved.
哎，那么当他们到达耶路撒冷和 Peter 和 James 沟通的时候，最后的结论就是这个割礼呢，并不是得救的唯一的途径。
Paul argues that God knows the heart, so no matter you're Jew or you're Gentiles, are purified by faith. So saying these laws would then put the yoke on the neck of the disciples.
哎，那么保罗认为神呢是看我们的心，哎，我们的无论是犹太人还是外邦人，都是根据他们的信心，而被洁净的。
So he also reminds, at the bottom of this verse, he says, if you practice this law, one also needs to practice the whole law.
那么如果说需要行割礼的话，那么全律法的所有的规定都要实行。
So what is the whole law? Now, in one of the sources that I found, there are actually 613 commands.So that you can be righteous by the law.
哎，那么如果是全部律法的诫命呢？那么一共有613条的这个诫命。
If you're disobedient to one law, then you are kind of out. You are not righteous anymore.
哎，那么如果这613条有一条没有遵守的话呢，就无法称义。
That is certainly very difficult to do. Now, Pharisees, it's kind of like a traffic police. It's like if you catch you in speeding, it will give you a ticket. Even if you tell the police to say, well, 99 times I've been driving in normal speed, but this time I have to rush. So is it okay? But most likely, you'll still get a traffic ticket.
这种情况下，法利赛人有点像那个路上这个抓超速的警察哈。我们如果是说被警察抓到的话，说哎，我99%的时间其实我都没超速，但是这个其实一般来说是没有用的。
Well, let me be clear. You still want to drive in the right speed, and certainly not breaking any laws. But what I'm trying to say here is just following the right speed and following the law doesn't mean that you're a good driver.
Yeah. 我相信大家都是安全行车的哈。但是那么在这种情况下呢，我的意思是说，即使是说你按照正常的这个限速之内行驶，但并不代表你肯定是100%的最好的司机这样。
Paul's position is that following the law of circumcision and the whole law, 613 of them, doesn't mean that you are automatically righteous with God. The requirement here is not what you do, but the requirement is the change of your heart.
那就像我们刚才讲这个道理一样的保罗的观点是如果你即使是行割礼或者是遵守613条所有的诫命也并不一定就是说你是可以完全称义的完美的人。那么最重要的呢是说在心里面信服神。
Thank you. So before we talk more about that, I'd like to spend a little bit more time talking about the yoke of slavery.
那么现在呢我想跟大家讲一下这个yoke of slavery. 就是奴隶的轭。
Yoke, 对。
对。
So living in America, we're not usually living in a state of slavery, right? And we also doesn't have a direct threat of persecution. But does that mean we don't have any yoke of slavery on us? So I would like to share with you the concept of the invisible yoke.
好，那么现在我先跟大家分享一下这个无形的轭这个概念啊。在美国呢，奴隶制很早之前就被废除了，所以没有被人没有人被奴役，也没有这个奴役的轭。但是呢，现在我向大家解释一下这个无形的轭是什么意思。
So yoke, as you can see here, is for an animal, usually an ox, that would put on their neck so that they can pull along during farming. So it's very heavy and really restricted their move.
那么轭呢，往往是放在牛这一类的这个牲畜的身上哈，它很重，然后压的这个牲畜呢，只能被限制向一个方向行进。
But in your lives, do you have anything that feels very burdened on you, that's very heavy, and weighs heavily on you, gripping you so that you cannot shake it, wanted to get loose?
在我们生命当中，是否也有同样的事情，让我们的思想和身体都受限，让我们能够时时刻刻都有被压抑的感觉。
Let me give you a few examples. One,
跟大家分享几个例子。
It looks like this man is pulling a lot of debt. So financial burden. Now, a lot of people may live paycheck to paycheck, and every time in their heads is thinking about, can I meet my means?
那么首先第一张图可以大家可以看到这个人有很沉重的这个财务的负担。我们很多人呢我们都是叫月光族哈，每个月都把钱花光，然后不知道下个月的生活怎么样。
Other things about your background, your religious background, maybe in your family or in your culture. In Chinese, a lot of time where we have Buddhism as a culture, it's very common.
第二个例子呢，就是来自于家庭和文化背景的这个宗教的背景，像我们来自于中国或者华人世界背景的呢，很多都是家里面相信佛教的。
The third one could be these are tarot cards. So the third one could be superstition. Like, do you ever have a worry about if a black cat walk in front of you, or you're actually walking underneath a ladder, or you open an umbrella in an indoor? Would you ever have that problem?
Yeah. 那么第三个呢，就是第三种恶呢，就是迷信啊。大家看到这图里面是塔罗牌。那么大家有没有经历啊？走着走着，突然一只黑猫在面前走过了，或者突然在梯子下面走过啊，或者在屋子里面把伞撑开啊，这种事情有很多人相信是不吉利的。
Have you ever visited a psychic or fortune teller, or a tarot card reader? Now, let me tell you, if they ever say something about your life, if they say, your life is going to be short, okay, live the most fullest.I can tell you, even you can say at your mouth you don't believe it, but in the back of your mind, it's going to gnaw on you.
对，那么我们大家有没有和这个算命师啊或者塔罗牌师交谈的经验呢？如果说，他们说，其实我看你是比较短命的，虽然，那么听到这个消息的时候呢，虽然我们嘴里面可能会否认，那么实际上呢，但是在这个心里面呢，就会有一个无形的枷锁套上来。
There could be guilt as well. So something that you might have done or experienced in the past that are haunting you because it hasn't been resolved as well.
那么最后一个例子就是负罪感，就是我们以前所经历的事情，让我们无法摆脱过去的负罪感的阴影。
Now, this may apply to you or may not, but there's something that I think it applies to most of us. Let me share with you.
好，那么不一定所有人都有这方面的这个所有的恶都有的。那么下面我先大家分享更多的例子。
If you read George Orwell's book called 1984, it talks about a totalitarian society that there's a big brother who appeared on a TV in every single room, observing whether you have any betrayal behaviors.
那么大家看过 George Orwell 的这部电影叫《1984》那么他们这个主人公呢所到的每一个房间里面都有摄像头，都这个摄像头呢就是来观察这个人有没有就是违反规定的行为。
This is truly a negative freedom situation to the extreme。
这里面呢就是我们所讲的这个负面的自由。
But though we don't have a big brother here in the room, however, in 2023, everybody has a phone.And a device and a computer in your hand.
虽然呢，我们大家都不是时时刻刻被政府监管的，但是在2023年这个年代呢，我们每个人手中呢都有一部手机在这边。
So whether you like it or not, there are always some traces on the sites that you visited and when you have been online.
无论你到何时何地，然后在什么地方去上线去上网，这个都是可以追踪的。
Depending on your interest, nowadays.The computer is going to feed you content that are similar attributes.
那么这个网络的科技呢会探测到你的兴趣所在并把相应的信息呢实时反哺给你提供给你。
If you watch a cooking video on YouTube or TikTok, you will be fed the same kind of similar cooking video on the channel.
那么如果大家比如说在油管或者微或者抖音上面看了这个烹饪的视频呢，哎，那么之后呢，你看到所有的被推的视频基本都跟烹饪有关。
Sometimes I get frustrated, you know, just look at the same type of content that the algorithm recommends because it kind of narrow my interest and my discoveries.
哎，那么有的时候呢，我看到这些千篇一律的类型的视频呢，我自己有的时候感觉有点沮丧，因为我的兴趣很宽泛，我不想被这些东西受限，限制在一个范围里面。
We also have to be careful with media today because there is always an agenda behind the information, such as politics. Watching the Fox News and CNN news are sometimes feel like the opposite end.
对，那么另外的一个例子呢，就是当今的这个媒体啊，那么大家看到这个电视新闻台Fox 台和 CNN 台，他们经常唱对台戏啊，就是讲相反的事情。
We also spend a lot of time with social media, right? We've seen a lot of videos from our friends, and then we read a lot about that. And I can share with you my mother, who lives in Hong Kong. She always say that the U.S. videos and the content always talks bad in China, and then always about that. So there's a lot of influence, you know, on these social media.
嗯，我们也花很多时间在这个社交媒体上啊，去浏览很多的视频。比如说，我妈妈在香港就说啊，在美国这方面出来的视频呢，很多都是讲中国坏话的。嗯
，But do you know how much a person and in a day they spend on media?
大家知道平均一个人每天在媒体或者社交媒体上花多久的时间吗
？It's 13.5 hours.
是13.5个小时。
So the more you expose to it, the more you will start believing that is the truth.
哎，那么你在社交或者社交媒体上沉浸的时间越长，那么你就越容易相信这里面讲的事情是真的。
First, should we be spending that much time on media?
现在先问大家一个问题，我们应该在这里面花这么长时间吗
？Second, should we believe all the things that we are exposed to?
第二，那么我们看到的东西，我们都应该相信吗
？And third, what are you going to do about it?
最后一个问题是那么对此应该怎么办呢
？So this year, we also have an explosion attention to AI, artificial intelligence.
那么这几年呢，对这个人工智能，哎的关注度越来越高。
What AI is very smart language program that would respond to you like a human.
那么AI 最显著的应用呢，就是一个能够自动聊天的这么一个机器人软件。
If you ask any questions, it will seemingly give you a very intelligent answer and very personal.
如果你不管你问什么问题，他会给你一个看似非常确切正确的答案。
Sometimes me and my wife call Alexa, you know, the robot at home, our daughter as well.
有的时候我们甚至叫我们这个房子里的 Alexa 就是这个机器人是我们的女儿。
So the non-human person is now here, and in fact, there are. If you look at this, this is called a companion AI. That means.People are starting to fall in love with AI like fell in love with a human. And in there are reports that there are people already married to an AI human.
那么这个右边的图呢是一个 AI 助手。那么大家可以看到经常其实呢出乎意料的有很多人已经开始跟这个 AI 助手拍照。有些人甚至呢和这个 AI 助手都结婚了。
So the main thing over here is that this is...The world is changing, but the key thing is that are you able to recognize all these invisible yoke that are upon us?
我们世界正进行着飞速的变化，那么重要的是我们在这当中是否能意识到这些无形的恶。
Do you have the yoke that is upon you that you want to break free?
那么我们当中的每一个人都需要问自己，我们自己是不是有一个无形的恶，然后需要
So how do we break free from the yoke?Let's continue our read on Paul's words.
我们如何从自己无形的恶中解救出来呢？我们继续来看保罗的信息。
In verse 4 to 6.
四节到六节。
Let's read. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love.
你们这要靠法、律法称义的是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。我们靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼，不受割礼完全无效。唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
So how did Jesus Christ set you free? So Paul's main point was that circumcision was not a matter of the flesh, but of the heart. He taught that the real circumcision was the work of the Spirit and made them new creations in Christ.
主耶稣如何解救我们呢？那么保罗说，这个割礼呢，只是对着身体的，那么实际上呢，要在心里面行割礼。这个心里面的割礼呢，就是来自于圣灵的在心里的工做的工。
So in Galatians chapter 6:15, it says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation."
那么在加拉太书六章十五节的时候，十五节说，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ, with faith we are saved. Otherwise, if we don't have this,We will now need to practice the whole law. 613 commands in the Old Testament, and also our phones were monitoring us, making sure we follow all the law, just to be saved.
那么借着对我们借着我们信靠耶稣基督，我们就得救了。那么如果不这样的话呢，我们就必须得遵从这个613条所有的法律，而且呢都得拿着像手机一样每天都监控自己，看看自己是不是违法。
So we certainly have to be grateful. Jesus Christ came over here so that we can be set free this way. So I'd like to summarize this with this heart of the message over here.
那么就是主耶稣，借着对主耶稣的信心我们得以自由。那么下面是对我信心的上面的一个总结。
So Paul's explanation is very logical. So Jesus Christ came as a savior. He paid for our sins. So through him we have eternal life. That is the beginning.
所以保罗的信息是非常有逻辑性的啊。主耶稣是我们救赎的救主，凭着对主耶稣的信心我们得救。
If we believe in him by faith and through the Holy Spirit, we are then made new. We are new creation.
借着对主耶稣的这个信心，以及靠着圣灵，然后呢，我们呢对自身的灵就进行了更新，完全成为一个属灵更新的新人。
I once heard a pastor said a very thought-provoking question. He said, "Have you died thoroughly?"
那么我听过有一个牧师说了一个让我们都引以深思的问题，就是说问着我们的老我都死透了吗？
So what does it really mean by that? He means it's our old self, 老我。So he meant that it's our old self which carries the burden and the yoke of slavery and left it thoroughly behind.
那么他的意思呢，就是说我们要把放在老我身上的这个恶完全的除掉扔掉放在身后。
Because you are made as a new creation, you are free from the yoke of slavery. How wonderful it is.
那么在基督当中呢，我们变成了完完全全的新人，完全把自己的枷锁脱掉了，这是何等的美事呢？
So I know this is a bit small. It says Christ our Savior, by faith, through the Spirit, as new creation, will break the yoke of slavery.
所以保罗的信息总结到下面，就是下面这几行字：耶稣的救赎，凭着信心，靠着圣灵，我们进行了属灵的更新，而且呢，摆脱了奴仆的恶。
So we talked about breaking, you know, away, you know, our chains, our yoke of slavery. So once you have this freedom, can you do whatever you want, whatever your heart desires? Let's take a look at Jack. Let me introduce you, Jack.
Jack, yeah. 摆脱了奴仆的恶之后，我们都可以啊随心所欲啊自己想做什么就可以做什么了吗？让我们现在给大家介绍一个例子。这个人叫 Jack.
Jack is a 30 years old male who lives in New York, and he's living the American dream.
Jack 是一位住在纽约的30岁的男性、啊、他们每天的生活呢就是活在了这个美国梦当中。
He's an accomplished financier who works in one of the largest banks in US. He probably made about $500,000 a year since in New York.、
哎、那么他是、全球最大的这个金融机构的一个从业人员、哎、那么他的工资呢每年大概是50万左右。
His favorite pastime is to watch NBA with his buddies and especially seeing the Knicks beating the Lakers.
他每天都很喜欢看球赛了，尤其喜欢看纽约尼克斯队和这个洛杉矶湖人队的比赛。
He likes to party on the weekend. He has two girlfriends, okay, one at work and one at night.
那么他喜欢不仅喜欢聚会party， 而且呢，他有两个女友，一个是在工作上的，另外一个还是在业余时间的。
He lives in the model of Nike, just do it.
他他的这个生活的这种方式呢，就好像 Nike 上面的标语一样。
So whatever his heart desires, as long as he can afford it, he will do it. That's why one of the measures in life is how much money he can earn.
这么他心中想做，而且呢，他实际上的能力能做的事情呢，他就会去做，而且呢，这个限度呢，就是他能够所赚取的这个收入。
This seems quite a believable character, right?
大家能看到这是一个比较生活中比较典型的例子。
So while it is fun for a while, he soon discovered a lot of the things that he has done does not really mean much.
他每天这个自己很开心的时间度过了一段时间之后呢，他发现自己生活当中很多事情呢其实并没有实际上的意义。
So things are starting to get burdensome. His friends are starting to ask him toborrow some money from him, and if he refuses, those are not his friends anymore.
那么有些事情呢成了他的负担，因为他的朋友呢有时候向他借钱，他不借给他们的话呢，这些朋友就不再是朋友。
So he's getting more and more annoyed at work with pressure from above and daily arguments with the colleagues.
每天工作上的压力和与这个同事的争执呢，让他每天这个压力越来越大。
His girlfriends are starting to doubt their relationship after some time, and both are bickering him to commit to marriage, which he did not want.
两个女友呢，也每天怀疑他是不是真正的专情一致。那么这两个女友呢，也分别找了别人结婚了。
He started to have a drink, so because if he's starting to be more unhappy, he drinks more. So now he has a drinking problem.
在这些压力 和这个关系的破裂之下呢，每天开始酗酒。
So at the end of the day, he lives a life that is opposite to the Nike's motto, is called "I just can't."
哎，那么之后他的生活呢，就好像与 Nike 的这个标语相反一样，叫 "I just can't."
So brothers and sisters, this is a life that has used the freedom to indulge the flesh.
哎，那么这个呢，就是放纵肉体的自由。
But what Paul has taught us to do is to use our freedom that is given to us by Jesus to walk in the way of Christ.
那么，那么保罗呢，向我们介绍自由呢，是与我主耶稣基督同走天路的这种自由。
Well, let's read verse 13 to 15, and it will be revealed.
看一下加拉太书五章十三到十五节。
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free.But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，只要用爱心。互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
This is the essence of today's message. Love your neighbor as yourself.
这个部分呢，是我们今天所讲信息的这个重点，就是爱人如己。
It's like all 613 commands now concentrated and boiled down to one command, which is love your neighbor as yourself. Very easy to remember.
所有的613条律法都落在爱人如己这一条律法之上。
Well, let's revisit the definition of the positive freedom, the freedom to pursue one's goals and interests.
那么现在我们来看一下这个正面自由的这个例子。那么这个自由的例子呢，这种自由呢，只专注在一个目标之上。
So obviously the goals and interests are super important over here. But what are your goals and interests? Are these goals and interests born of the way of the flesh, or are these goals born from the way of the spirit?
那么这在这里呢，这个目标和动机是非常重要的。那么这个目标动机是来自于肉体的呢，还是来自于灵的呢？这是一个非常重要的。
Let's take a look at this image again. So, like an inmate that are released from jail, you would expect this inmate can start a new life, find a decent job, and pick up from where they left behind, or be introduced into the society.
哎，那么这幅图呢，就是一个监狱的囚犯被释放的情景啊。大家可以想象，这个囚犯，哎，出到社会当中之后，他可以找一份工作，哎，重新来规划和过好自己的人生。
However, it's not that simple. Based on the justice statistics, 70% of prisoners released in 2012 were arrested again within 5 years. And the recidivism rate is over 80% for prisoners with juvenile records.
但事情并没有那么简单。据司法统计局的数据来看，2012年被释获的囚犯中有70%在五年内再次被捕。尤其是有青少年犯罪记录的囚犯的再犯率则超过80%。
So I know this can be many, many complex reasons, but one critical question is that, is there a true change of heart so that they would not be committing the crimes?
哎，那么这里面的原因呢是很复杂的。那么当中我认为最重要的一个呢是这些人呢是否把自己的这个内心呢，哎，把它完全的更新。
So maybe this is an analogy, but however The main point is that when you have your freedom, but you continue to live in the way of the flesh, it can be dangerous, as you will be then putting back on the chains again, and this time the chains of sin.
哎，那么这里面呢，非常让我们需要注意的一点呢，就是当我们有自由的时候呢，如果我们再继续放纵情欲的话，那么我们这次呢就会背上罪这个新的恶。
Let's take a look at this diagram.It's a pretty clear depiction of Paul's message.
那么来看一下这幅图，来就是来描述保罗的这个信心。
So starting at the bottom is freedom doesn't mean you're totally lost or doing whatever you want. Basically, freedom is really you have your freedom to make your own decision.
那么自由选择的真正含义呢，是你可以自由的根据自己的意愿来做出选择。
There are two paths as you're making these decisions based on your own motivation. Your motivation could be only loving yourself, and then you will be end up walking in the way of the flesh.
所以选择时候的这个心理的动机呢，可以有两种，一种是只爱自己，另外一个是爱人如己。
But there is a better solution, which is to motivate by following one command.Which is love your neighbor as yourself.
那么，哎，还有一个更加好的动机就是，哎，只遵从这个爱人如己这个最高的诫命。
And that, my friend, you will be walking in the way of the Spirit. Amen.
那么这样的话，我们就会走在灵的生活当中，走在灵的路上。Amen.
So you may ask, what exactly one to able to actually walk in the way of the flesh? Because in the next verse, Paul explained very clearly about what are the acts of the flesh in such clarity and in explicit and even true to this day.
放入情欲的都有哪些呢？哎，保罗在经文当中有很多的介绍。
I think we should be able to read so that we understand what are the acts of the flesh.
现在大家来一起看一下经文。
So the acts of flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness and orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那么情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、竞争、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
What's amazing is that these acts of the flesh are not only happen during Paul's era, it happens today in this era as well.
哎，那么这些放纵情欲的事，不光是在保罗的时代存在过，那在我们的今天呢，也常常见到。
So, Paul also speaks on the positive side about bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
保罗讲过很多结圣灵果子的正面的事情。
So this is a picture that I have it at home for a long, long time. When my children are being small, I already painted this picture with the fruit of the Spirit and hanging on the wall because I really love these fruit of the Spirit.
这是我最喜欢的一幅图，是我的儿子在小的时候呢，哎，画到这个图上的。那么我现在把它挂在家里面，讲的就是圣灵结的九种果子。
What it's saying is that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
哎，那么圣灵结的九种果子就是喜乐、仁爱，哎，这些在经文当中所介绍的这个九种果子。
Gentleness and self-control. That's a couple more there.
Yeah.
So, The main thing is that I find the fruit of the Spirit are very special. I've always imagined they're like an actual fruit. Whether these fruits are very young or premature, or they're actually mature and big and ripe.
那么，这个圣灵的结的果子和真正的这个果子一样，是还没有成熟呢，还是说它已经成熟了？
Right. So it's a great way to self-reflect. How much?You know, of these fruit of spirit are we bearing today?
哎，那么经常呢，我们要自己省察我们这个圣灵的果子呢，现在处于一种什么样的状态？
Let's ask ourselves these questions. Now, this may be a little bit more difficult, but I would like to have you just think a little bit more about these questions.
那么现在来问一下，自己一些这个测试的问题。
Am I loving another person or a friend?
我们现在是不是真心去爱我们周围的这个朋友啊
？Am I at peace today？
我们心里是否有平和
？Do I feel joy or being fulfilled？
我心里是否有喜乐？是否有一种成就感
？Have I been showing kindness to others？
我对他人是否表达了善意
？Am I being faithful？
我是否常常有信心
？Do I get angry or upset a lot？
我是否经常易怒或者？心情不愉快。
Am I able to have self-control?
是否有自己
either limit some of my activities or stopping on what I should not be doing?
我些有一些行为是不是不应该做的
？Right. So this is you can only be the one that will answer. So let's meet Jack again. Let's see what his story continues.
那我们现在看看Jack 在那之后怎么样了。
One of his colleagues, James, saw that Jack was lacking of energy, and he was very sad, and he asked him why.
Jack 的同事 Jane 看到 Jack 闷闷不乐，所以就问他为什么。
This is a colleague that Jack regards a very good partner at work, but doesn't seem to be available on the weekends.
哎，那么 Jane 呢，是一个跟 Jack 在工作上很好的搭档，但是呢，在周末呢，他好像一直有忙着其他的事情。
After some chat, James invited Jack to come to his place for dinner and able to share the gospel with him.
对 ，Jane 在 Jack 跟 Jack 聊了几句之后呢 ，Jane 把他请到家里面，然后呢，向他分享了福音。
So a few months went by, and Jack is like a whole different person.
对，那么在几个月之后呢 ，Jack 完全变成了一个新人。
He tidied up his relationships with his girlfriend. He brought cookies to work and helped others to be successful.
他不仅理清了跟以前的几位女友的关系，而且呢，还经常带 cookie 到他的，到他的工作岗位上，然后来鼓励他人。
He helped some of the homeless people on the street of New York, and now joined a community group to beautify the neighborhood.
哎，那么他呢，不仅是来帮助在纽约街头上无家可归的人，而且呢，经常参与。社区活动来让这个美化周围的这个社区的环境。
Now he goes to the same church as in James, And in appreciation, he purchased some NBA tickets, so to the next game, inviting James to join him.
他不仅去了，开始去 James 的教会，而且呢，他为了表达感谢，还买了为 James 买了几张球票，然后跟他一起去看球。
Now he's wearing a T-shirt called "Volunteer of Willing to Help."
那么现在呢，他的T-shirt 上面写的是，就是志愿者，愿意去。
So he's learning the way. He's learning to live the way of the Spirit. Isn't that a good thing?
那么现在他是一个属灵的新人了，这个是何等的美事。
So by learning to live in the way of the Spirit.Will help your spirit, the fruit of the spirit grow.
那么走属灵道路的话呢，它的这个属灵的果子就会结出来。
So I don't mean that these fruit of the spirit, you can do that act to become suddenly your fruit will grow. So for example, if you do yoga and have a Zen moment, doesn't mean you have peace in your life.
对，就是所以这个行善的行为呢，并不是说结果子的这个必然的这种手段啊，就好像我们去做瑜伽，或者是坐在那里冥想，并不等于说我们心里就平和一样。
Yeah, when you go see a comedy movie, you may have a lot of laugh, but doesn't mean you have joy in your life either.
如果大家去看喜剧片的话，有可能会有很多大笑的场景，但并不等于说心里面一直有喜乐。
The main thing is learning to live in the way of the Spirit so that your fruit of the Spirit can truly grow.
那么真正重要的呢，是过着有属灵的生活，而且呢，结出属灵的果子。
So just as a summary, Jesus Christ has set us free from the yoke of slavery that man has made.
那么，所以来总结一下，就是主耶稣基督把我们人所生的这个奴仆的恶把我们从当中解救了出来。
So when your chains are broken, don't let your newfound freedom to follow the way of the flesh, but follow the way of the spirit.
当我们从奴仆的恶被解救出来之后呢，我们能自由选择自己的人生，但是希望大家不要选择放纵情欲的生活，让自己又陷到了这个罪的枷锁当中。
To guide you this way, follow one simple command, which is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那么这里面呢非常重要的一个原则呢，就是来遵循这个爱人如己的这条最重要的诫命。
If you do that, then you will bear many fruit of the spirit that are good in your life.
那如果遵照这个去行呢，我们大家相信都会结出非常美丽的圣灵的果子。
So as you celebrate Christmas, in addition to hanging a lot of the Christmas lights in your house, make sure you bring some cookies to your neighbors as well.
当我们都来欢庆圣诞，然后把自己的家都装扮上彩灯的时候呢，也请带上一些饼干去到你的邻居家去。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for having Jesus Christ who came on earth, so that we have a path to be set free from our burdens and the yoke of slavery.
天上的父，感谢你派你的独生的儿子主耶稣基督来到世上，能够让我们摆脱这个奴仆的枷锁。
You ask us to believe in you with faith.
你让我们去遵着我们的信心来信靠你。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will then be created a new person.
借着圣灵的帮助我们变成了一个完全的新人。
Heavenly Father, we pray that with our freedom, we will then walk in the ways of your spirit.
我们天父，我们希望能够借着我们的在手中的自由，能够做出正确的选择，能够走这个属灵的道路。
Help us to avoid the temptation of the flesh, and help us to avoid doing all these acts of the flesh.
不让我们放纵这个情欲，让我们能够抵制住这种诱惑。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you would strengthen us as we walk in the way of the Spirit, as we learn to love our neighbor as ourselves.
天上的父也求你赐给我们一个属灵的生活，让我们能够遵从爱人如己的这个最高的诫命。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。